This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You all sitting up straight? Rich Eamons with us. This is hour number two of USA Prepares. So, class, the government uses incentives in order to encourage behavior and disincentives in order to discourage behavior. What am I talking about? Well, let's say they want to encourage solar panels. Let's say the government thinks that you should have solar panels on your roof. So they say, well, tell you what, we'll give you tax credit for installing solar panels. So people rush out and they go, well, this is great. Let's get some solar panels and put them on the roof. And then the government says, you know what, I don't think that's such a good idea. So they start taxing people. You know, raising their real estate taxes, well, because, you know, the house is worth more with that massive array on the roof, right? That's the kind of stuff that happens. Now, here's something that was used to bail out the car industry and encourage you to get rid of a safe vehicle and get a little vehicle with a plastic bumper, you know, a little tiny thing. And that was called CARS. C-A-R-S. Isn't it interesting how they came up with that acronym, CARS? C-A-R-S. Stands for Car Allowance Rebate System. Y'all know it as Cash for Clunkers. So it's a $3 billion federal called scrappage program. And it was designed for recycling vehicles. But it was nothing like recycling vehicles. What they did was they said, y'all are driving these big gas guzzlers that get, you know, 17 miles to the gallon or less, and we can't have that. We want you to have these little puddle jumpers that'll wear out quickly and get you killed in a crash. So what they did was they offered incentives to dealers to give massive, massive rebates, if you will, for buying one of these little puddle jumpers. But you had to bring your old, larger car into the dealer. And what they would do is they would start the engine and they would pour the silica sand in the engine, and the engine would blow up. It would be worthless. It would destroy the engine. It would cause it to seize up. So this recycling program, which we used to have, which was called auto salvage yards, and what they would do is they would buy wrecked cars, and heck, you could get a new engine, well, a different engine. So if you have a Chevy and you need a Chevy engine because yours wore out, you could go to a salvage yard and say, how much is an engine? They'd say, oh, $800. You buy the engine, have somebody put it in, and you're back in business with your vehicle. But instead, the government required those engines be destroyed in the Cash for Clunkers program, which is called the Car Allowance Rebate System. What I'm trying to explain is that things are not as they necessarily seem to be. So if you have a Dodge, you know, let's say a Dodge of 2000, not 2000 year, and you need an engine for your truck, you have a tough time getting one. Why? Well, because those 318s and 360 engines were destroyed in this recycling program, which poured sand into the engine when it was running wide open throttle. So the recycling was actually crushing vehicles. Does that sound like recycling to you, or does that sound like sending steel to China? It sounds like it's sending steel to China to me. If you hear some frustration in my voice, that's because it's actually there. Everything's going wrong. There's nothing I can think of that's going the right way. Nothing. So the bottom line is, yes, absolutely by design. And we even had a car czar. What the heck is that? Some guy that we called the car czar. That's not a term that we used to use in Americana. That's a term from Russia. It's not an American term. So we had a car czar. Bottom line, class, is you are on your own. Regardless of what you think, you are on your own. You and your family. That's it. And you need to get your family all on the same page, because not all families are on the same page now. Some think that one party is really good and they hate the other party. And then other members of the family think the exact opposite. You need to all be thinking the same way. And you need to be all pulling the same way. And you need to buy that farm and work together and eat meals together and plan together, kind of like a business, kind of like a small business. I can't see any way of long-term survival other than the farm, Rich. I'm serious. Because the farm is a business, and you can sell the products from the farm. Other than that, I don't know how you can possibly survive. The little guy, the bottom 93%. Rich?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as long as they continue this so-called laissez-faire money printing, where double the money that's been printed in the last 1.5 years, they don't even admit to, we're going to have more demand on constrained supply, which adds to more inflation. Again, the little guy is going to be inflation, deflation, and stagflation. That's what we're going to be suffering from. You were talking about green energy. You know, here's an article right here. Green energy flop is costing Europeans big-time pricing amid shortages as winter cold hits. And France may see a 40% electricity price surge by February. This is all by design, people. Every bit of it. Look, I live off-grid. Off-grid's great for individual homes. And we live a lot more rugged than most people are willing to do. Again, hard work. Yes, it is. But when you live in an era where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications don't get you a good job, when merit no longer works, when you get a good job based on your skin pigmentation, shade, your gender, the gender you identify, your sexual orientation, your religion, etc., you have no choice in a corrupt environment like this. So what I'm going to do here right now, folks, as I mentioned right before the break, I'm going to take a little pause on my articles here. I'm going to take some time, and I want you to get a pen handy. And if you don't have a pen, if you're listening to this broadcast on AM or FM, I want to remind you that you can go to GCNLive.com anytime, GCNLive.com, okay? And then if you want to, say what you wanted to listen to me on past Tuesdays, you just put in the date, you go into archives, you put in the date, and then you download hour one, and then you download hour two. But in about an hour, hour and a half after this broadcast, it will be repeated in a loop until tomorrow morning's broadcast. So go to GCNLive.com and then click on USAPrepares.com. And that's the best way to listen. So I'm going to rattle off as many websites as possible. So for those of you who are at home listening podcasts on your computer, here we go. And I'm not going to mention it in any particular order or favoritism, okay? Breitbart.com, BREITBART.com, ZeroHedge.com, okay? Zero Hedge has everything. I'm concentrating on economics, healthcare, and up-to-date news, okay? Goldsilver.com, Goldsilver.com. I'm going to skip markets and cryptocurrencies. I often go to look at the Forex on Oanda, OAND.com, to look at currency and conversion and things like that to see where the U.S. dollar is. I'm going to mention absolute mandatories, and I think Breitbart, Zero Hedge, and InfoWars are InfoWars. That's Alex Jones. InfoWars, absolute mandatories. Investmentwatchblog.com. That's Mike Snyder's website out of Idaho. He ran for Congress. Investmentwatchblog.com. And, you know, there's some great people out there, the Lance Roberts, the Adam Taggarts, the Gerald Salentes, and I see them probably more throughout the Internet on these financial economic news channels than I do going to their own websites. I also check out the dailycaller.com, dailycaller.com. Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com, USAWatchdog.com. I mentioned an article from Mike Pento today. You can go to pentoport.com, and he puts out a free commentary every once in a while, and I see him all over the Internet again. This is, again, another must. Citizenfreepress.com. Citizen, C-I-T-I-Z-E-N, freepress.com. That's in the must category as well. I like Lance Roberts, realinvestmentadvice.com, which is also a podcast. I'm going through his, I'm trying to give you the, you know, the bulk. This is a must, a must, a must. Naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams. He not only talks about economics, but for, as he's a scientist and healthcare, he's up to date. And he's on Alex Jones a lot. Naturalnews.com, Mike Adams. He knows his stuff. And Brian Artis, I think it's the Biden Artis Show, extremely knowledgeable, extremely well-read and researched. Newsmax.com, I go to once in a while. Here's another really good website, thegatewaypundit.com. Thegatewaypundit, P-U-N-D-I-T.com. One America News, OANN.com. I'm giving you, I look at about probably 150 different sites. I'm going through what is, I feel, are the most important. Rumble.com, go to Bannon's War Room. I like to listen to it on Rumble.com. Steve Bannon, phenomenal guests, phenomenal information. Here's another must besides Steve Bannon. FrankSpeech.com. That's Mike Lindell's. FrankSpeech.com. Must. Another must. Well, here's one I also like. NationalFile.com. And here's another must. Stu Peters. RedVoiceMedia.com. RedVoiceMedia.com is the place to watch Stu Peters. Stu Peters has no fear. He says all the things that we need to talk about. And I'm going to give you one more, and that's Revolver.news. Revolver.news. I'm going to stick with those right now, folks, because that's enough information. But I really recommend you go there. Really good people, really good information. We have to do our own reading and researching at this time, folks. We have to do our own vetting, okay? There's going to come a time that we might be off the air. Who knows what's going to happen? You have to share this information with everybody you know.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, as of this morning, there were weather reports of really cold conditions. An Arctic blast moved into the East Coast, the Northeast, and temperatures could be with wind chills as low as 40 below zero. So frostbite could happen just in minutes, literally. So keep that in mind. And if you do not have to travel, if you're in those areas, it makes no sense to go out and be subject yourself to these really cold conditions where there are whiteouts in with the snow. So what am I talking about? Well, Indianapolis, Detroit, Syracuse, New York City, Bangor, Maine. You know, those areas are really, really getting hammered with the cold weather. So they're saying that the lake effect snow, which would be Marquette and Traverse City of Michigan area, Syracuse, New York, could reach a maximum of 60 inches. That's 5 feet. So why go out if you don't have to? And if you absolutely must, make sure your vehicle is capable of doing it. And one thing that we know for sure here at our farm, that is things break. And when we least want them to break, that's when they break, when they're under the most severe loads. So extreme temperatures. So the cold, it's really rough on the tires. It's really rough on the serpentine belts. It's really rough on the fuel pump. It's really rough on the running gear. And you can have failures, and you can get stuck, and you can die. So keep that in mind. And is your Is your rescue as close as a phone call away? I don't know about that. I don't know. But I wouldn't count on it. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm writing a little notes here as you're chatting there. I'm going to go back to some articles here, folks. And what I've been doing, for those of you who might have just joined us, is I'm mentioning articles that discuss things that are going to have very large negative results for the little guy, the bottom 93% of incomers, okay? So if you know this stuff, you can vote with your feet, you can move, you can change your plan of action, all this stuff. Next article right here, I want to mention these two together. Big increases in crime and murder due to politicians freeing prisoners due to COVID. Look, I am out of breath talking about how murder, rape, and mayhem, not just in America, but around the world, is on the increase. And when I say the term mayhem, I mean there's probably 500 different subsets under the term of mayhem. Crime waves, Manhattan woke new DA will stop seeking prison sentences for most crimes, including violent crime with a gun. It's going to be called a misdemeanor. Look, for those of you who don't believe these articles or who think I'm making this stuff up, I say this disclaimer often for a reason. They're published articles in the public domain. You have to be aware what's going on here. Okay, I'm going to move on. I'm looking for all these different articles that are not related, that are different, but are going to have consequences for your prosperity in the future, okay? I know I go off into a lot of tangents, and hopefully you're gleaning information from those tangents. Okay, next article. Vaccinated women are lying about their vax status as more men see them as infertility risk. The reason why I mention that, folks, is because you have less marriages, you have less families, you have less net worth, you have less investment, you have less velocity of money, you have less family synergy, less family farms, you have more divide and conquer strategies and more group identity politics, which all equates to higher poverty. Now, Vince, I know I've been mentioning a lot of these. I've got five articles here at least that talk about basically deflation and lack of prosperity because of low consumer confidence. Would you like me to mention that, or are there any articles that you would like to comment on that I've mentioned, like especially the one about how Joe Biden was basically putting taxpayer money in the realm of billions of dollars to temporarily make meat prices not accelerate as quickly? Vince?
Sounds like he's running for re-election. Yes, I do have a comment about the New York City mayor and the DA with lighter sentences. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A proposal for Chicago Public Schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union. CTU Jesse Sharkey explains why they're holdout after taking a lot of federal money to keep the schools open.
The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue.
Mental health experts say schools being closed is harming our children. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky will be questioned on Capitol Hill today. The White House's broken promise of shutting down the virus and its policy of prioritizing COVID directives to non-whites in America should be topics of conversation. Former Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on Fox News.
There is clear data out there that shows that race is an independent risk factor for dying from COVID. I don't approve of how they did it. We shouldn't be using race as an independent factor to decide who gets treatment.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cleanup crews cleared debris Monday from the high-rise Bronx apartment building where choking smoke from an accidental blaze a day earlier killed 17 people, including 8 children. Authorities had said the death toll was 19, but Mayor Eric Adams, calling the tragedy at the Twin Parks Northwest Complex an evolving crisis, updated the numbers at a news conference Monday.
We are going to continue to remain vigilant to address this just horrific tragedy that we're facing. The ME modified the numbers of those who lost lives. We have 17 lost, 9 are adults and 8 are children. This is really an evolving crisis. And so as it evolves and as we get new information, we're going to share it with you as well so you can let the public know what we're going through. We said this yesterday and we will continue to say this is an unspeakable tragedy. Early this morning, I was joined with the chancellor. We visited every school in the area where the children, our young scholars, lost their lives. We sat down with the principal and the teachers and just wanted to have a private moment to let them know that we are here to support them as they go through this tragedy.
Several survivors remain in critical condition. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have you got your
take? My, when you go to the for 2 seconds, during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, the new mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, approved the new DA, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, district attorney, who he approved his seeking only prison sentences for a handful of crimes as a major part of the reform of the, what would you call it, justice system in New York City. The way I read this is all lights have been turned green for the acceleration of the New York City crime wave. I can't see it any other way. So if you live there and the DA is not seeking penalties for committing crimes, crime will just escalate. The police have got to be scratching their heads and wondering, you know, why arrest somebody? Why arrest somebody if they're just going to get let go? Why do that? That means that businesses are going to be leaving New York City. That means pretty much everyone's going to want to leave New York City except for the criminals. Who else would want to stay? And it gets us back to buy a farm. Rich?
Well, yeah, just another, you know, when you let crime, when you let murder, rape, and mayhem, again, 500 at least categories of sets under mayhem, when you allow that to escalate without any accountability, you're basically, that's just another attack on small and medium-sized business. It's just another way to hide the crimes of the elite. That's exactly what's going on here. So, Vince, I'm going to basically take these last two articles and what you just said as a headline of lack of consumer confidence, because people don't have confidence in the system. And it's not just, I got a few articles from Canada too. It's not just here in America. It's really worldwide. It's planned. All this is by design. We've talked about the reset. We've connected all this many times. We're out of breath talking about it. We're blue in the face talking about it. So hopefully people will do something about it. I'm going to mention five quick articles right here, and you tell me if this offers consumer confidence to the people. Eric Swalwell vacations in Florida without a mask. So basically, all these people who live in all these blue Democrat areas where they're proponents of increased murder, rape, and mayhem, where they're proponents of lockdowns and masks and everything that goes along with it, they go to a free state like Florida and are just recreating. AOC got caught doing this the other day, too. Next article. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells his National Guard Biden is not their commander-in-chief. Next, Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor, boy, there was so many of these comments all over the Internet. Claims over 100,000 kids hospitalized with COVID. It's only 3,300 and change, folks. Look, you talk about people who have dishonored their profession, corrupted their profession, betrayed the trust of the people. This is it. Look, when you have somebody who's a Supreme Court justice who gives 8 bullet points that are total lies, total selling a narrative to sell out the American people, there's no credibility in that. There's no credibility in that profession anymore, folks. And the Zero Hedge came out with an article saying this was a supreme, in quote, example of a superpower in decline because of Sotomayor's comments. Next, life insurance companies sound alarm over nearly 100,000 excess deaths per month in America. And defense documents prove Fauci lied under oath. Project Veritas has him. And he's not even in prison. He's still walking the streets. Look, the reason why I mentioned all these articles, folks, because they're under the category of lack of consumer confidence. There is nothing more deflationary than lack of consumer confidence. Let me give a 3 articles here in Canada. Canadian court says it's racist to require math teachers to be able to pass a basic math test. I know it sounds like I'm trying to be a comedy writer here. I know it does. That's like hiring me to teach people to speak Spanish or French or Russian, even though I took French in high school. I don't really remember it. And make me a teacher. But I can't teach. I can't speak the language. That's exactly what this is. That's how stupid. That's how low the bars of standards in America has become. Nothing matters anymore, folks. Next, baffling illness spreading among young adults in Canada, causing rapid cognitive destruction. Interesting. Next, CBC journalist quits among, admits the network is a deep state propaganda tool. CBC is like the big network in Canada. So, Vince, look, I can come up with these articles all day long regarding consumer confidence, regarding money printing, regarding currency creation, stimulus. We've talked about all this, all the financial gimmickry, all the narrative building, all the distractions, the dumbing down. I mean, is there anything more dumbing down than saying a math teacher doesn't have to pass a basic math test? Is there anything more stupid than that sentence that you can think of right now off the top of your head? Look, I sometimes when I read these articles, Vince, I don't even know how to comment because they're so ridiculous. Vince, your comments?
Yeah, you mentioned consumer confidence. And, you know, Rich, that really is a single thread that goes through many, so many of the problems that we have here. It's the result of the problems. So for example, why would anyone buy a small farm and try to become a small farmer? Because of lack of consumer confidence. Lack of confidence that their money will have continued value. Lack of confidence that they'll be able to buy food at the food store, at the supermarket. Lack of confidence that they will be able to continue being, you know, somewhat free. All of those reasons are why people would consider buying a farm right now, because of lack of confidence. But then the farmers are concerned about, we have a, we'll call it consumer lack of consumer confidence as well, in being able to get the spare parts, the tires. Rich, I told you a story about tires. And we decided that we're going to buy five tires for one of our trucks, four for the truck and one for the spare, all the same size. And so these are light truck tires. And our son, you know, buys them from a very large distributor. One of the largest, if not the largest in the country. And he would get up in the middle of the night and he would check inventory for weeks. 000 inventory in the three-state area. He was able to find them. 13 of them showed up. 13 tires. He bought five of them. That's roughly one-third of the tires in the entire area our son bought, and what's he going to do with them? He's going to put them on one truck. It's not like he was buying tires for the village or the state or national distribution. He just wanted them for one of our farm trucks. Now, is that because there were back orders that were in queue ahead of him? I don't know. But all I know is there were 13 available and there aren't any now. So when we talk about the supply chain, we talk about consumer confidence, that's what we're talking about. Now, this distribution company does not make tires. They buy them and resell them. And it's a large company, big enough to supply Walmart, Sam's Club, Big O, and, you know, other tire installers. Big. 13. Now, they have other tires that are in stock, you know, with greater quantities. But what we're seeing is nowhere near the quantity of tires that used to be available, you know, a couple years ago. That speaks to consumer confidence, the erosion of consumer confidence. Do you know, class, if you want to buy something, will you be able to buy it? So, for example, let's say you want to buy Scott toilet paper at Sam's Club. Go check it out. They're out of stock almost all the time. You know, every once in a while it'll show up and then they'll say maximum that you can order is one. And then they'll be out of stock again. Why is that? That addresses the consumer confidence issue that Rich is talking about. spare parts, tires, toilet paper, paper towels, food, you name it. People don't have confidence that they can get it anymore. And now when our son orders something, we talk about it, you know, let's say at lunchtime, we'll talk about it and say, yeah, Dad, I need to order this, this, and this, and you, anything you want to get? And I go, yeah, well, we need these things. Okay, can you order them? Great. And then when he says, you won't believe it, I got, you know, almost all the things that we wanted to get. It's like winning a lottery. But does he just go one place for it? No, he's got to shop all over. Because it's out of stock in most places, no matter what it is. And auto parts that used to be in stock on the shelves in the auto big box auto stores, they're 3 days away now. If you can get them. And a price much higher than you want to pay. Rich, back to you.
Well, Vince, you know, for those of you who think that you're always going to have jobs, I think we all know where things are going and what the powers that be want to do. But they're going to implement robotics, automation, artificial intelligence to take your jobs. They're going to implement the technocracy. This is why the little people have to decentralize, create synergy, create skill sets. And I am blue in the face talking about how political correctness and the mind, the psyops and the mind control have destroyed America. I've connected all these dots many, many hours worth. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is what happens when you reward mediocrity. This is what happens when you think it's about things like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, equity, inclusiveness. It has nothing to do with it. These are politically correct terms hijacked by definition to help the elite consolidate power, money, and control. So Rich, our opportunities, our productivity, our innovation, our ingenuity, our knowledge is being reduced. If you were to put it on a graph, it's being reduced by the hour. We'll be right
when
back.
We come back. Rich, when we come back, I want to ask you, where does your family's food come from? We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just wanted to make a comment about the lifestyle that we live here. I'm sure it applies to just about all your instructors. So, we bought two German Shepherd puppies about almost 2 years ago. And one of them, they're almost identical. One is silver and black, and the other is tan and black. So the silver and black one is named Morgan, after the car brand Morgan. The other one, the tan and black one, is named Mercedes, after the car brand. And so Morgan used to be my dog when she was a puppy. And Mercedes was Mrs. Finelli's dog, but they switched. So now Mercedes is my dog and Morgan is, you know, her dog. And what happened, I opened the studio door for just a minute and Mercedes ran in to give me a big hug. That is one of the joys of the lifestyle that we live right here. The kind of lifestyle that Rich, Sheben, Gwyneth, Kyle, Sharon, Kathy, many of us live this lifestyle, and I think you'd enjoy it too. Rich, your food, meat, vegetables, produce, where does it come from?
Well, I keep putting pieces of lettuce underneath my pillow, hoping that the food fairy is going to show up, and she never does. So it's up to me to do my own gardening, raising animals, hunting and fishing. I harvest edible medicinal plants. Everything is done with frugality. Keep in mind, we don't even have a refrigerator this time of year. I leave my food on the basement floor by the French doors, and it stays at about 35 degrees. So I don't fight the seasons. I use seasonality for my own benefits. When I say edible and medicinal plants, I want to say a couple things. You know, I care about palatability. I care about toxicity. And toxicity can mean things from being emetic to laxative in nature. It could have liver or kidney issues. You have to do your homework. You know, I've given so many tours on edible medicinal plants. I tell everybody, read, research, verify. You hear me saying these things every broadcast. You need to do your own due diligence. Like if you're harvesting edible medicinal plants off of somebody's farm that's not yours, you got to find out if there's been some type of spraying of poison that would make toxic adverse events or side effects to your organs. You need to look into this stuff. But I've harvested things like, you know, I concentrate on immune stimulants, okay? and things that are good for you. So things like burdock, for example, off the top of my head, oxeye daisy. You know, it's actually considered a toxic weed because cattle won't eat it. But if you harvest it when the young leaves come out in the spring, and usually they're, sometimes they even come out in the fall and winter through the spring, and I put those in salads. I've harvested dandelion, fireweed. It's kind of like poor man's asparagus when it first comes out of the soil. So I basically cultivate a huge crop of fireweed in my garden and even in one of my greenhouses. So when the young leaves come out, I also throw them into my salads as well. Lamb's quarter. Lamb's quarter, it's got, you know, pig's ear. It's got like 5-10 different names, you know. It's great in salads, has vitamin C and calcium. Just like anything, don't eat large quantities of any one thing, and avoid the seeds of lamb's quarter, by the way. You know, nettle. I have a patch of steaming nettle I have yet to harvest, but you can cook it and neutralize the sting. There's plantain, there's wild onion, there's purslain. I've harvested wild clover. You've heard me many times talk about certain mushrooms over the years. It's up to you to decide what you have in your area, on your farm, in your region. Like on my property, believe it or not, I don't have enough wild berries, you know, to live off of. But I have wild strawberries, wild raspberries. I've seen some wild currant. I have Oregon grape, gooseberries, service berries. I cultivate service berries and choke cherries on my property, as well as hawthorn berries, because I live by the river. I got some kinnikinick berry. I got some buffalo berry. You know, not large quantities, but it's usually goes to birds and bears, but I have it. And I can go up into higher elevation and harvest some huckleberries as well. So you got to decide how you want to do it, but I really recommend you do your homework regarding the toxicity, regarding the adverse events and side effects. You know, when I say palatability, you have to decide, do your research if you can eat it raw. Some things you have to eat young shoots. Sometimes you have to eat it cooked. Sometimes you got to put in soups and salads. You have to do your homework. Vince?
Rich, I just have one quick question for you. Of all that it took to get to this lifestyle, how much, what percentage did you get trained by others, and what percentage did you learn on your own through your own research?
Zero. I was born and raised in the metropolitan area of New York City. I was born in Jamaica, Queens. I left there at 26 years old because I wanted to come to Montana and live this lifestyle.
Yep. Same thing. Zero training, just like me. Rich, thank you so much. I'll see you next week in class.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.